Two reels, the Congress reel and the Green Groves of Erin.
Thank you.
We're going to play two hornpipes now, the first written by a man from the County Cavan who emigrated to Philadelphia. God, it must have been 62 years ago, in fact. And he's been living there ever since. And he's a great fiddler in his day, recorded for the Victor Record Company back in 1927. And, you know, he never got recorded again after that, even though he was a great musician, because the centre of the recording industry sort of switched over to New York after that, and a lot of musicians in outlying towns were sort of forgotten. And this man, Ed Reavy, in the years after that, made his reputation mostly by composing tunes, and he composed jigs and reels and hornpipes, all faithfully kind of to the idiom, but yet with a distinctive stamp to his music, so that, you know, you can pick out his tunes perhaps a lot of the time. Other times you can't, and what happened when his music was learned by other musicians and passed back to Ireland and people started playing them, they had no idea who composed this music at all. And I'm sure all of us here picked up tunes at some stage or another. Certainly I have, and Billy has, and maybe Liz as well, that we didn't know were composed by this living legend he has become among Irish musicians. And we always like, if we can, to stick in one of his tunes, because he's the foremost composer of Irish music in America, for sure. And we're going to play a hornpipe called Monster Grass, and then we're going to follow it by another one that we don't know the name of at all. So... Thank you. I'm going to sing a song now that is found in many different countries and in many different languages, all over Western and Northern Europe, and all over the Northern states of America as well, and some in Canada, all relating to the same central theme of jealousy between two sisters who are both courted by the one suitor, but it turns out that the suitor is far more enamored of the younger sister than the elder, and the elder one finds out eventually and embarks upon vile deeds. The song is, you know, has many different variants, and the same kind of narrative, however, unfolds in all of them. It's called The Two Sisters, and it's got a nice little refrain that goes, the first part of it, "Oh, my bonny Annie, oh," and then there's another line, and then it comes with the second one, "And the swan, she swims, oh, bonny, oh." And when you hear stuff about swans in songs, the odds are very high that it's of Celtic origin, because you know, in olden Celtic times, it was very much part of the mythology that swans could assume human guise under certain circumstances and vice versa. So the swan is always considered sort of sacred in Ireland, and to this present day, it's considered very unlucky to try to harm a swan. This is probably an Irish version, who knows, and if it isn't, we'll pretend it is anyway. There were two sisters all in one bower, oh my bonny Annie, oh. And the king this night for to be there, oh. And the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. He's courted the eldest with brooch and with ring, oh my bonny Annie, oh. But he's loved the youngest above all things, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. He's courted the eldest with gold and with knife, oh my bonny Annie, oh. But he's loved the youngest above his life, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. So the eldest to one, to the youngest to one, oh my bonny Annie, oh. Oh, come and see the ships roll in, and the swan, she swam so bonny, oh. She set the youngest all upon the stone, oh, my bonny Annie, oh. And then she's gone, she's pushed her in, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. And sometimes she sank, and sometimes she swam, oh my bonny Annie, oh. Till at last she came to the miller's dam, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. Oh father, come hoist up your dam, oh my bonny Annie, oh. For it's either a woman or a milk-white swan, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. The miller, he has hasted, and he's hoisted up his dam, oh, my bonny Annie, oh. And there he spy this false woman, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. And you could not see her long yellow hair, oh, my bonny Annie, oh. For the gold and jewels that were so rare, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. There came this harper riding by, oh, my bonny Annie, and this drowned woman he chanced to spy, and the swan, she swims so bonny, oh. He's made a harp from her breastbone, oh, my bonny Annie, oh. And the harp it played with so sweet a tone. And the swan she swims so bonny-o. And he strung it over with her long yellow hair. Oh, my bonnie Annie, oh. And the harp it played with so sweet an air. And the swan she swims so bonny, oh. He's carried the harp to her father's hall. Oh, my bonnie Annie, oh. And there the family was assembled all. And the swan, she swims so bonny-o. He set the harp all upon a stone. Oh, my bonnie Annie-o. And the harp, it started to play on its own. And the swan, she swims so bonny-o. Saying, yonder stands my father, the king. Oh, my bonnie Annie, oh. And yonder sits my mother, the queen. And the swan, she swims so bonnie, oh. And yonder stands my own brother, Hugh. Oh, my bonnie Annie, oh. And yonder sits my knight so true. And the swan, she swims so bonny-o. The last tune that this harp played then. Oh, my bonnie Annie-o. Was yonder's my sister, the false woman. And the swan, she swims so bonny-o. So come all you young lovers, where'er you might be. Oh, my bonnie Annie, oh. And beware of all jealousy. And the swan, she swims so bonnie, oh. Bill and Liz are going to play an old duet now, and I think it's is it Paddy O'Brien's reels? Yeah, Paddy O'Brien's a great accordion player from the county Tipperary, very close to the border of Limerick and Tipperary. And like Ed Reavy here in America, Paddy O'Brien has a reputation not only as a great musician, but as one of the foremost composers of new tunes in the old traditional idiom. And both Billy and Liz in their own way have become affected quite a bit by his music, his recent compositions in particular. I don't suppose you know the names for these ones. No? Paddy O'Brien's reels are called.
Nervous man and a smiling lady. Get out of here.
Billy claims to know the names of them. He says the nervous man and the smiling lady.
Thank you.
Going to play a piece of music now, composed by the last, I suppose, of the great Irish harp players, lived in the late 17th, early 18th century, and roamed the roads of Ireland, a blind man picking up whatever meagre income that he could from the houses of the establishment. And in those houses he heard the music that was sweeping Europe at that time, the music from Italy, composed by Geminiani and Vivaldi and Corelli. And as a result, his music, which presumably was based on the older harper traditions, we don't really know how much, has traces of that classical influence in it, as you'll see readily in this piece of music called O'Carolan's Concerto.